You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns and Dom Betts. This is kind of an apology podcast. It is the title watch podcast series, and we're going to do Liverpool, Dom. Start of the season during manager watch series. Obviously, everyone enjoyed that series. That's why kind of series two is out now. But, Dom, you said the words about Liverpool Football Club. They're not even a contender in the title race. This is the worst one, Liverpool fans. Will you give your Twitter name out now so they can...
At DOMANOM underscore at Dominom underscore.
Right.
Tweet me all the hate. I'll get it.
So you can tweet directly after what I'm just about to say, or what Dom is just about to say. Finally, their fans are realising they're not a big team anymore. Explain.
No, I'm standing by that. I'm standing by they're not a big club anymore. Yeah, they're no bigger than a team like Spurs for me. If we're going over the last 5 years or so. They're not that much bigger than Spurs. They've both had one attempt at winning the title. Like, the way they're performing in the league hasn't been any miles better or miles worse than Spurs.
This season, you don't think...
The recent, maybe last 5 years.
Okay, but...
The way they're performing in the last 5 years hasn't been that much different to Spurs.
I accept your point there.
They're not a bigger team as, like, an Arsenal, as big as Man City, or as big as Man United.
Can this season, then, if you're saying they've had years which... can compare to Tottenham in recent years. Is this their year then? Is this their season? Because Dom, I have been really impressed with their attacking. They're like the Red Arrows coming up teams. You don't know what angle Firmino's going to come from. Is Coutinho going to be down the middle? Is he going to drop deep? Is Mane going to play centrally? Is Sturridge going to come off the bench and destroy teams like he did against Tottenham in the League Cup? It was the Daniel Sturridge match. It wasn't Liverpool versus Tottenham. Daniel Sturridge went and won that match. I know we're going to come on to him and whether he should be in the first 11 in the Premier League, but it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, going forward, they are probably the best team in the league. There's no doubt about that. But that's also sort of their downfall, is they concede a lot of goals as well. They'll score like four, but also concede two or three.
Okay.
For every four they score, they'll concede two or three, if you know what I mean.
The West Brom match, their most recent win, 2-1. When 2-0 up, they were fantastic. The Mane goal was unbelievable. Some of the play was fantastic. When 2-0 up, and then they concede at a corner, and you just think, God, can you imagine if it was only 1-0? And they're comfortable. They're comfortable. I understand at 2-0 you might get a little easy, just like, don't concentrate. They let a goal at set piece in, and it just, you're just kind of thinking, they're important. And Klopp was very adamant that his team are getting better at set pieces this season. Let's talk about someone they've added to their defence. They've taken away Mignolet, which you're buzzing about. I know you're buzzing about that. But a player I'm happy they've taken away, Alberto Moreno. I thought he was a grenade, and you don't want grenades in your back four. I thought he was constantly about to make a mistake, constantly about to blow up, constantly about to explode and cause Liverpool a poor result. Can we have a I appreciate James Milner podcast?
Who doesn't love James Milner?
Who doesn't love James Milner? Unless you're a Man United fan because he's played for Leeds, Man City and Liverpool. But what job he's doing at left back?
I swear he could do a job in any position. I'll shove it in goal, mate.
Karius looks a bit dodgy under crosses. Can Milner go in goal?
He can play any position on the pitch. I don't understand it. So, yeah, winger, yeah. Fullback, yeah. Centre mid, yeah. Holding midfield, yeah. Number 10, yeah.
I thought if there's any position in the defence, which is for him, it'd be right back. Because he's got an unbelievable cross, hasn't he? Last season against Dortmund, all the crosses for the goals came from James Milner. I think he got more assists in the second part of the season than Mesut Ozil, and we know he's the assist king. But James Milner on the left side, it's like he chops back on his right foot and puts these beautiful in-swingers in, doesn't he? And he's defensively solid. He works up and down the pitch. He's a Klopp player, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like Grosskreutz from... Grosskreutz?
I don't know who that person
basically
is.
Basically, he was a guy at Dortmund who could play all over the pitch.
And his name was what?
It's like Grobkreutz, Grosskreutz, something like that. I just remember, under Klopp, he played in every single position.
Yeah.
I probably absolutely butchered his name.
Right.
But that isn't the point.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw, that's it. He could play on the wing, he could play in the centre, he could play at fullback.
Yeah, Coleslaw. Just play it anywhere, can't you?
Shove it
any
anywhere.
Meal, he can play that. No, we've probably been harsh on I don't know who. We don't know who he is.
Grosskreutz,
so.
I think was his name.
Grosskreutz.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I remember that. Yeah. Talk to me about James Milner. Don't talk to me about Coleslaw.
Yeah, James Milner. I've always liked him.
Right.
I mean, you're a Leeds fan. You saw him when he was growing up as a young player.
Yeah.
What was you say his best position when he was a young player?
He was an out and out winger. Attacking winger. He was the youngest ever Premier League goal scorer at the time. And I want to talk about Klopp needs to win a trophy this year. Leeds United have just drawn Liverpool in the League Cup. I don't want them to win that trophy. But it's going to be interesting seeing James Milner, because already on our Twitter, Leeds United's official Twitter account, they put a picture of James Milner playing for Leeds against Liverpool and a picture of him at Liverpool now. Developed as a player, he looks big, he looks strong, he looks like he's 10 years older, 15 years older, whatever he is, but he's developed his body, he looks stronger, but he's always had that work rate. He's very northern in his sort of, I'm just going to crack on and do my job, I'm not going to complain. You can play me right back, you can play me centre mid, you can play me left wing, you can put me on the bench. It's the northern mentality about, you know what, I'm not going to complain, I'm going to do what my manager asks of me. And we're modern day football fans. You don't see that from footballers, do you?
No, I mean, the only time you see that is in the lower leagues.
Yeah.
You don't see that in the top leagues at the top level.
Let's talk about Daniel Sturridge. I know he's a northerner, he's from Manchester, but he's clearly gone the opposite way of James Milner and said, I want to play one position. I want to play striker. I don't want to play wide. I'm not willing to put in the work rate of other players. Where's Daniel Sturridge in Premier League games? He's on the bench, isn't he?
Because
he's not willing to put the work in.
I know he had a good game midweek in the cup game against Spurs, right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't suit the way Klopp wants to play. He's not a striker who's going to be pressing that the other team's back line as soon as they have the ball from like a goal kick or something, or a throw in. He's not going to be the one who's interlinking with all these other attacking midfielders. He's just got tunnel vision most of the time. All he sees is the goal.
I've said this about Pogba, and I think they're similar players. They look fantastic on the ball. When they're playing for Daniel Sturridge, and Daniel Sturridge is on form, he's on fire, it's about Daniel Sturridge being on fire, isn't it? It's not about the team being on fire. And when Firmino looks good, it's when he's passing to Coutinho or passing to Mane and they're interchanging. Sturridge is very single-minded. He looks just like a player who's playing for a different team than the team he should be playing for. And I think that's the reason he's sitting on the bench. I don't think Firmino's got the quality Sturridge has, but he's got a better mentality.
Sometimes in a team, like a Klopp sort of team, the player who suits the system more is going to be better for the team than, yeah, than necessarily the player with better natural talent.
What were you saying about the interchanging of the positions?
If you take all minus Sturridge, you take all their attacking midfielders except for possibly Lallana, they can all play striker, left, centre or right.
Right.
Mane has played up top before.
Yeah.
He's played in the wing and he's played in the middle. Firmino does it all the time now.
Firmino can play 10, yeah, left wing, right wing, centre forward.
Even Coutinho could probably do a job at number 9. Maybe he wouldn't be that good, but I think he'd do a job there. Lallana can play left, middle, right. And they can play all these positions well.
And they're fine with playing,
yeah,
them. That's
whereas Sturridge can only play one position well, which is striker, and he doesn't even do that position very well in this system because of the pressing and how much you need to interlink with your attacking midfielders. This, remember what like how interlinked Lewandowski was with the likes of Rice?
I think we're discussing Sturridge as England fans, aren't we? Because we want him to play like Wayne Rooney, like Harry Kane, like Jamie Vardy, because he's been on the bench recently. We want these players to be the best players in their team, don't we? Because we want them fit and firing for England. Is this just good for Liverpool, that they've got a player of Daniel Sturridge's quality coming off the bench after 70 minutes?
I'd rather have this problem than not have it.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. It's a problem which is an issue, but it's good to have it.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to put it. I mean, Liverpool's attacking midfielders are just unbelievable who they have at their disposal. The likes of Coutinho, Mane, Lallana, Firmino, even their midfielders in general, like the likes of Jordan Henderson. There was a signing they've made, the youngest of Grujic, who he hasn't played much, but when he's played, he's impressed me. So they've got a lot at their disposal in midfield and attacking wise, but we know where Liverpool's issues lie, and it's in their defence.
But I'd say under Lovren and is it Matic, they've sort of shored it up at the back. I'm still a bit, as I've said earlier in this podcast, Karius looks scared when a cross comes in. His feet are going everywhere. He's going front, he's going forward, he's going back, he's going... Do I want it? Do I want to catch? And it's very Simon Mignolet, but he's got a great lid. He's got a wonderful haircut.
Great bumps.
He's better looking than Mignolet, so we'll let him off. Let's talk about Jordan Henderson. Player you said for England showed tremendous quality, tremendous leadership. This season for Liverpool, he looks better than Emre Can. I know he's the club captain, I know he's starting a lot, but to me, last season, it was a straight shootout. Who's going to start, Emre Can or Jordan Henderson? Because I thought they are both very similar players. How impressed with you have you been with Jordan Henderson and his development as a player, his technique, but also his leadership?
It's quite funny talking about his progression as a player, because now we see him as this holding midfielder who's got a great pass in him, can link other players into the game. But when he started a sudden, he was a winger. He was a left winger.
Yeah.
When he started a sudden, which you don't see Henderson as a winger.
No.
And then he moved to Liverpool and he got converted into this all-round box-to-box centre midfield player.
Well, that's what I thought with him. He's box-to-box, but he doesn't actually affect anything in the boxes. He's just basically doing a bleep test from one box to the other. And I know that's really harsh on the bloke, but I just felt he's like, well, Gerrard's in the team, so he controls the football. He controls the tempo. I need to be providing third runs and stuff like that. Now, he's come out of the shadow, hasn't he? I'm hearing reports, and Klopp said at the weekend, Dom, I don't know if you've heard this, Steven Gerrard is welcome at Liverpool Football Club whenever he wants. That's got a few avenues where this could go. His contract with LA Galaxy finishes in January?
Yeah, around January time.
So he becomes a free agent when the MLS season finishes. What does that mean? Are they bringing Gerrard back to play the last few months of the season? Because to me, Jordan Henderson's just coming out of Steven Gerrard's shadow. Don't put him back in the shadow.
I spoke to you before. It's like when Drogba went back to Chelsea. Why? You're a legend at the club. Both players were legends at their respective clubs. Yeah. Why go back?
Well, for Gerrard, obviously, if they're still in the title race, that's why he'd want to go back to finally get a Premier League medal. But I don't want any grief off Steven Gerrard fans. He's one of the greatest Liverpool players of all time. But it was that time. And now they've moved on.
I would think it would be to coach or be based in the club setup while getting his coaching badges, because if we think about it, he hasn't got the energy to be a Klopp centre midfielder now.
No, he doesn't, does he? He'd have to bloody do some fitness work if he wants to play in that Klopp midfield. It's an interesting one. It's a weird one. We'll see what happens in January. I'm sure there'll be more and more talk about it. We love Klopp. We've said on previous podcasts, Dom, we love his energy. But what happens this season if they don't win the title, if they don't win a cup? Does this energy and enthusiasm become a bit tedious? What's going to happen if he wins a trophy? Is he going to explode?
I think if they get in the top four, let's say, this season, right? And that's it. They don't win the EFL Cup, they don't win the FA Cup.
Because they're not going to win the League Cup because they've got leads.
All they do is finish in the top four. Liverpool fans would have taken that before the season started.
Okay.
It's showing progression because Liverpool, as a club, haven't really progressed anywhere in the last, since Rafa Benitez left. They haven't really progressed anywhere.
Well, no, they did under Brendan Rodgers, right, but just couldn't keep it going.
That was just for that one season, right?
Yeah.
They need progression over a certain amount of time, so like a 5-year period. And if they get into the top four now and can stay there and then move on to title pushes in the next few years, but then you can also look at it like this is their best chance to win the league. If they finish in the top four, next season they're going to have Champions League football. Whereas this season,
all they have is
the cup competitions, the domestic cup competitions. And maybe the EFL Cup is really important to them this season because it'd be nice for them to win a trophy.
Can they not just win the FA Cup and not the League Cup? Leeds not win the League Cup?
Okay, yeah, Leeds are going to win the EFL Cup and then Liverpool win the FA Cup.
Okay, it's called Title Watch though. At the start of the season, I asked you the question, where are Liverpool going to finish under Klopp? I listed names of the players which you, on this very podcast now, have been saying are brilliant. You said those players were going to finish 7th this season. Dom, they're sitting 3rd, they're level points with Arsenal and City. The win at the weekend, them two don't get the right result. Liverpool will be top. They're 6 places above what you said. I said they finished 4th. Where are Liverpool going to finish now?
Now I'm going to go 3rd. 4 places. I don't think they have enough to beat City and Arsenal in the league table, but I think they've definitely got enough to be level with the likes of United, Tottenham and Chelsea.
You know what? I'm going to stick with what I said at the start of the season. I'm going to go with 4th. I've said it hundreds of times on these podcasts, this league is going to be so tight. And it's stupid.
Yeah, you could finish fifth and only be 5 points off the team who wins the league.
Yeah, and it's kind of stupid me asking questions where they're going to finish, because it's just going to make us look stupid, which we already do.
Because there's still near enough 30 games of the league left.
Yeah.
We're only about a quarter of the way through, if that.
Well, we enjoy doing these podcasts, so we're going to make mistakes. This has been the Liverpool Title Watch. Dom, thank you for doing it. Once again, if you're listening, we really do appreciate it. Every listener, every podcast, we're buzzing to make. We're buzzing that you like them. Subscribe on iTunes, and then all these Title Watch series will go directly to your phone. You can listen to them in bulk or every day when we release them. You can listen to them on that day. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Alex Mearns. That's been Dom Betts. This has been The Football Hour.
This is Dom Betts and Alex Mearns on The Football Hour.